Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 33. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey. So we were talking about what we should have for a topic for today.
Because sometimes we try to stick to a topic.
We do. Topic. Yeah.
Like one out of eight.
We do. Yeah. And I do get annoyed when other podcasts, they just ramble. And I'm like, why am I even listening to this, though?
But we're like cute rambling. We're like adorable.
I mean, that's true. And this is only 10 minutes of rambling. Right. It's not an hour. Yeah.
Then we would have a topic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For at least, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, if that. We would try our best. But anyway, so the topic today is shady people.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like Slim Shady.
Yeah.
It's shadier.
It's shady.
Because exactly. He wears white t-shirts all the time. How shady is that?
I know.
Not like us. We're both all in all black.
Even right now, as
right
we're sitting
now,
here, we are both.
We even have black socks on.
I know, yeah.
We could go rob a bank.
That's fine.
Except why?
Then we wouldn't need to get famous and rich. We would all be already be rich. And we can be infamous instead of famous.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And there could be a rap song.
Oh, about it. Yeah.
But not by
Made
Mac
by Slim
Miller,
Shady.
Because he's dead.
Oh. Yeah. There's a lot of dead rappers out there.
There are.
Yeah. Young dead rappers.
Maybe that's what we should be. Rappers. So we can die.
Yeah.
So we can...
Did you see that video I tagged you in?
Today?
With that Missy Elliott and
and her fan.
Yeah,
or
white
whatever.
Girl white sister
woman,
or something.
Old woman, yes.
Yeah. And I was like, that could be us.
That could have been our destiny.
Yeah. Anyway, so shady people.
Yeah, there you go, off topic. Right
Sorry,
there.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, well, it's out of my system now. Now we're back to shady people. Mm.
Well, the only thing I was going to say, not talking about anyone in particular or anything, but all of us kind of have a secret shady side. Like, I know I do. I hide things, or I don't talk about them, which could be presumed to be hiding them to, like, protect other people, but...
Because you're doing it almost out of, like, kindness to other people.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kill them with kindness by not telling them anything.
Good.
Sure, I like you, or do I?
Yeah. Nobody knows.
But my...
Because I'm shady.
But, like I was saying, is you're one of the least shady people out there.
I'd agree with that. I'm pretty straightforward,
honestly. You don't
hide
things. You're very honest.
I will... Okay, so I will, like, certain people, I try to withhold information just because, for an example, that coworker who loves everyone's private information. Okay, well, I like to keep things private, okay?
You are very private.
Unless it's, like, with people who I'm really close with, then I'm not shady. Like, I'm like, I will tell you anything. You want to ask me a question about anything? I'm going to tell you.
Oh, that sounds like an open offer to our five listeners.
Yeah, that's true. You guys want to ask
answer
me any question.
She don't give any fucks.
No. No. And I will be as honest as I can
shady.
Be. No.
But see, for me, it's easier. Like, everyone on Instagram, I'll tell them whatever the fuck they want. I don't... Like, honestly. I'm not going to make up stories or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an open book to strangers.
To strangers.
On the interwebs.
So we're like the opposite. So you're like an open book to strangers, closed book to like people who know you.
That's how I was on Twitter. Could tell them all my problems,
yeah.
You know, and so supportive and everything. I mean, I tell you everything.
That's true.
And like some other people, I'll tell them things, but I mean, like, you know everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because I'm not shady, though. You know, I'm not going to go around telling people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
unless I, like, you know, have brain fog. And I have really bad allergies, and I forget, and they'll just
or
be like, bleh.
You want to bring me down. You're like, I'm going to put that bitch in her place.
Whoa.
I'm going to ruin her life.
Whoa. That's pretty savage. Yeah.
Publish all my secrets. On your cat blog.
Yeah, my cat blog.
No. But, I don't know. I don't have really...
I'm trying to think of, like, anything, like, shady to that I've done. Like, even in, like, friendships or relationships or anything.
Yeah, what shady things have you
done? I don't
done?
Think that I've done anything shady.
I don't
like,
think
I feel
you
like,
have.
Like I said, like, I'm, like, the realest that I can be, I guess.
You are.
Even
you
all my flaws
anything.
And all my darkness.
A darkness
that's
you
not...
wear black clothes.
Exactly. I thought about that when I put that on today. I was like, well, whatever. I'm just going to Walmart.
And then here I am.
And of course, okay, so of course I'm, like, dressed incognito when I go to Walmart.
You
and
try.
Also, after hot yoga today. I was like a sweaty, gross mess.
Right.
And when do I run into the two good-looking guys in this entire town is when I look my worst.
Sweaty, gross mess.
Yeah. Gosh. I was like, why?
That's the way it works.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you should tell your... I thought we were talking about shady people.
Yeah, no, let's keep talking about those shady people. I thought about that too, but let's just keep talking shady.
But what else are we going to say?
I mean, I'm trying to think of shady people in my life. I don't think I really have, like, people that have been shady with me. I mean, probably. There's that one guy. Yeah, there's that one guy. He's pretty shady.
You're not shady.
No,
you're very straightforward.
No, I am, but he's definitely shady. But, like, he's like, different people tell me different things about him.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, when we say shady people, we mean me. I'm talking to somebody now who hides everything from, like, their personal life, from the interwebs, but then, like, I kind of relate to that because that was more what I did when I was on Twitter and that kind of stuff because it's kind of nice to have that outlet. And
is that what it is? You need an outlet.
I do. I don't even see any in your household. There's plugs in them, so I can't use that outlet.
Yeah, I know. No,
it's like a dad joke.
I know. It was
so now
that was painful.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah. But, I mean, I hide things to protect people.
Yeah, that's what, like, I was saying earlier. That's what I think, like, you do.
Yeah, but then, not all the time. Sometimes it's, like, self-satisfying what I do.
Yeah.
But we can't all be good and angelic like you.
I guess so.
Even though you look like an assassin.
Well,
right now. You kind of do. You have your whole Catwoman vibe. You just need a Catwoman ears on right now.
Yeah. Well, it is close to Halloween, right? So I like to prepare myself. Speaking of which, I do need to remember to kind of, like, alter alter my Catwoman costume from when we go to California.
Yes.
Because there's been so many times that I wore that stupid fake belt, that utility belt, and I'm like, why doesn't this have, like, real pockets?
Yeah.
So I want to put pockets in it.
And, yeah.
So
and
I can
you
hold,
have all,
like,
this free
all
time
stuff.
Now. You could.
Yeah. So Charlotte, my baby bangle, she had to, I moved her out finally because my allergies were killing me for, like, a month.
She's at grandma and grandma's.
Yep. She moved in with her grandpa and grandma. So she's living her best life over there, running around like a crazy person. And here I am, all alone.
You should tell your little cat story when you're
walking
down the hallway.
Yeah, so I was, like, moving her out, and she had so many things to... So I live on the third floor of an apartment, so I had to carry all of her things by myself from my apartment down to my car.
She sounds so angry
flights
about this.
Upstairs, yes. So I was almost done. I was still in my work clothes. So I had, like, my grandma look. I had, my grandma cardigan on. I had my hair in a bun, my glasses on, right? And I was like, sweating, like...
And I asked her, I'm like, why didn't you take off your cardigan, though, if you were sweating?
Because, Lisa, I didn't want to be inappropriate with my tight olive green leggings and be, like, ass out all over the place, okay? So I was keeping it low-key as I was carrying all this stuff downstairs, breaking a sweat because I'm doing it by myself.
Yeah.
And then also my face was all, like, puffed up and distorted from the allergies that I was suffering for a month. So picture this, how I look. And then I was like, okay, I just have this cat tree left. Yes, I have a cat tree. So I was like, I disassembled it a little bit. So I'm like, I could take these two big pieces down. Okay, so as I'm leaving, I'm, like, walking down the stairs, like, ooh, like, dying, like, all decrepit and, like, sweaty, gross mess with my cat tree. Who comes down the stairs but the one attractive guy in my whole building? And I'm just like, I look like a crazy cat lady right now. Like, there's nothing saving me right now. There is
no
redeeming qualities right now.
And you're sweating and you have this cardigan on.
And
but
my
you're
face
like,
is
I have
swollen.
To keep my ass covered.
Yeah. As I'm carrying my cat tree down. And then, of course, like, he was like kind of catching up to me because I was like moving at my slow pace at this point. And so then I opened the door and I was like, oh, he's close enough. I guess I'll hold the door for him as I'm holding my cat tree still. And then he's like, thank you. And I was like, yeah. And then I reminded myself that he is a shady person because he does not clean up after his dog outside.
Yeah, so I guess that's our topic about shady people.
Yeah, basically, I guess that wraps it up.
I'm shady, you're not, and so is the attractive, the one attractive guy.